Good day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Thursday, October 11. Coming up, Prime Minister pleased with latest business and consumer confidence survey findings, courts getting more guilty pleas, and plans far advanced for government's tree planting program. The news in detail after the break.
The Ministry of Local Government and Community Development is advising the public that our offices are being relocated from 85 Hagley Park Road to 61 Hagley Park Road in Kingston. The move will take at least 2 weeks. We apologize for any inconvenience caused and assure our clients that the new facility will enable us to serve you better. For queries, call the Local Government Ministry at 876-618-7360. The Ministry of Local Government and Community Development, moving to 61 Hagley Park Road to serve you better.
All attorneys to whom court cases are assigned are in private practice and are committed to represent all clients vigorously and fearlessly. A message from the Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says he is pleased with the findings of the latest Jamaica Chamber of Commerce, Business and Consumer Confidence survey, which showed that consumer confidence is at a record 17-year high. Consumer confidence for the third quarter of 2018 was recorded at 172.6 points, up from 159.1 in the second quarter, the highest figure recorded since the survey began in 2001. Business confidence for the review period remained flat compared with the second quarter at 140 points.
It means that consumers are likely to not just spend more, but invest more. And it means that businesses will continue to invest. It's very powerful, that measure of confidence, because it is not just we feel good about the future, but we expect the future to be good. We expect positive things to happen. So there is a very high level of optimism in Jamaica.
Prime Minister Holness was speaking at the Jamaica Flour Mills plant rededication ceremony at the Kingston facility on Wednesday. He says the government continues to build on the level of confidence being shown with investments in infrastructure and changes to the regulatory environment. Minister of Justice Deroy Chuck says the courts have been getting more guilty pleas, which has freed up resources and facilitated improved case disposal and clearance rates. Speaking in the House of Representatives on Tuesday, Mr. Chuck shared statistics for the January to June period.
The statistics have shown that the largest proportion of matters completed in the first 6 months was by way of guilty pleas. 62.2% of matters being completed were by way of guilty pleas.
In the meantime, Justice Minister Deroy Chuck says the case information statistical system has been extended to the civil and family divisions, as well as the coroner's court and special coroner's court. Work has started to collect similar data for tax and traffic court matters, and reports are now being prepared to include these additional business lines. In addition, quarterly reports are now routinely prepared and posted to the Supreme Court website.
The statistical system is now being utilized by the courts to effectively manage the cases before them, automate the court processes, commence electronic scheduling, and to track and reduce the backlog in the courts.
Mr. Chuck adds that case progression officers assigned throughout the parish courts also utilize the electronic data to promote the readiness of criminal cases for court. And Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Orly Shaw says plans are far advanced for the implementation of the fruit tree planting program. He says the ministry will be making provisions in the budget for a pilot project, in addition to approaching multilateral agencies for support for the Fruity Food Tree program. Minister Shaw adds that the initiative will help to provide healthier food options to Jamaicans.
I want to take note of the work that a Jamaican-led overseas charitable group is spearheading, Trees That Feed Foundation. They have already helped to plant over 20,000 breadfruit trees in Jamaica. And we need to plant hundreds of thousands more breadfruit trees. Instead of feeding our little children at school with synthetic flour and rice, feed them with naturally grown gluten-free breadfruit flour and cassava flour, healthier for our children.
Minister Shaw was speaking in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.